dance the bone exhausted, some liberty.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Toon has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
The motion picture acclaimed by audiences and critics from coast to coast.
I never even touched you.
It's hilarious and remarkable, says Playboy magazine. The New York Times sums up Derby this way. Funny, remarkable, fascinating. Authentically and eccentrically American.
Come on, Bill, go get him!
Judith Crist of New York Magazine and NBC TV said, "It's a world you have to see to believe. Derby is a total triumph. It's a stunner. See Derby, a world where men and women play by the same rules. You and your friends will be talking, laughing, and discussing it long after you've left the theater."
Come on, Bill, go get him!
From Cinerama releasing Derby in color, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without peril.
It's like the plague or the avian flu. Coming for me, oh, it's coming for you. It turns your will to live into good. It wears you down, down. That's how it gets you. It rots your brain, you stop brushing your teeth. Soon you feel like it's pointless to speak. Count the days till the end of the week. You're going 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't know what you're saying.
Buenos tardes.
Hey, Chance. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, everyone.
To
CFRC Indie Wake Up Call Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. The place to be. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And, welcome back on this fine, gray, drizzly, is it November? No, it's December now, isn't it?
It's November
still. Is it still November?
It's still November.
Welcome to November.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun show today.
We're
broadcasting live. Queen's University campus.
Yeah, from the cave.
House of Learned Doctors. The building's already filling up with our genius squad here.
Yes, yes. They're slowly coming in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shaking the dust off for another day. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. The weekend is coming upon us. The weather's getting chilly. But don't worry. We're going to warm you up. We're going to spice things up today.
Ooh.
That's why we're listening to Peruvian psychedelic music from Peru. There's a request from Captain Steve, heard right here on CFRC.
Right on.
So, yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about the station because the funding drive is going on right now.
Some exciting stuff coming down the pipe.
Lots of events that we're going to be choosing about.
Yes.
What else are we going to be talking about today? We're going to be talking about beef. I want to talk about roasting beef.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a metaphor. I actually was roasting beef on the weekend. So very excited.
Jeff is quite the cook.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just put ketchup on everything.
You always give me recipes. I got stuff to try. You always got some cool ideas.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I have a good one today, Simone.
You do?
It's going to be good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Also, we're going to be talking about my new detective movie that I'm writing for you, Simone. I mentioned that this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to also be...
It's always the detective. It always has to do with the...
I find they're a fun kind of character. They can always get into different adventures, and it's so, sort of weird to think of a detective in 2025, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How would you do that even?
A fedora?
Boom.
Yeah, boom.
There we go.
That's how you do it.
The process is already going. We're also going to be talking about food from our glorious sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, yes. Lots of great, tasty, delectable things coming down.
It's always so good.
It's too good is the problem.
It's always so good.
Yeah. Tone it down, Old Farm.
I don't know.
We're going to be talking about nerd news. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction was on Saturday night, so we're going to start spinning vinyls more.
Yes.
After
Jeff
9.
Brought in some treats. He brought in a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna be playing a classic tune from one of the groups that got inducted. Actually, we got two tunes lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it's going to get a little salty and a little peppery.
All right.
Yeah. And other than that, you know, we're just gonna wax amazing. We're gonna rap.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good.
We're just gonna have a good time. We're just gonna chill.
Join us, won't you, for the next 2 hours? You got me, Jeff the Nerd,
and Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC 101.9. We just heard a brand new track from Colorado with "What Killed Elvis Presley." Short answer, deep fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches. But we're going to keep things moving and grooving with a classic from our buddy, Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley.
That's right. This one's called Rock and Roll right here
on CFRC 101.9.
Well, I think I want to say one thing right now. Instead, I think I said two things. I like myself some rock and roll. I like myself some rock and roll. I like myself some rock and roll. Well, I like myself some rock and roll. Well, good for the young, good for the old. I want myself a little rock and roll. Come on.
Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Say hello, and how are things with you? I love you.
but very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day, take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone.
System is the tool of the devil. My car gets 40 rods to the hog's head, and that's the way I like it.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Whoa, hey, yeah, let's go. Whoa, how the man, baby, better pay the man. Schedule is packed, don't take offense. Hand sanitized when I shake your hand. We ain't even met, why they say we friends? Wait, huh? I don't know those guys. Who? I don't know those guys. Nah, I don't know those guys.
Hand sanitized every time I shake a hand now.
New year, same me, baby, I'm perfect. Just playing, but everything really working. Keep singing hymns and penning all of these verses, and every line connecting like I wrote it on a cursive. Where would I be if I never did it? Guess we'll never know. DNA amazing, you can see in my genetic code. Family full of superheroes, feeling so incredible. Rapping over metronomes, practicing my breath control. Ironic cause I'm asthmatic. Loony with the tunes, you think that I whack wabbits. I don't got a flaw, they know that the plaque's stacking. Stand up guy, that's why I'm the last laugh. No one do it like I do, you never moving in my shoes. I do not fight in the streets, but I do a duke and I'm ride you. I'm working 12-hour days and that's why I'm zooming right by you. I start at 5 and end at 5 like I was doing a haiku. I tell him, whoa, how the man, baby, better pay the man. Schedule is packed, don't take offense. Hand sanitized when I shake your hand. We ain't even met, why they say we friends?
Wait, huh?
Charging ours for the Zoom call.
What can we do for you?
What you mean, dog? You called. Streaming money good. My catalog in a U-Haul. Said they want a link. I drag it out like I'm RuPaul. Goofball. I'm in the pocket like a pool ball. Still in my house. Taking shoes off. Ain't a 54.
50 ain't a true false, nothing you could chew off. Everybody knows you in the red like Rudolph.
You have one missed call.
Wait, who called?
Bring, bring, A is a vibe, it's two and you form. Dog, walk a chain, I'm leading them all like newborns. Dealing with the rage, so none of my bosses do corn. They gon' write the grade on all my albums and tombstone. Whole vibe duality like two tones. Smile when I'm signing the travel poster, but I don't do parasocial. Y'all letting y'all emotions out like Moonstorm. Cause I been cornered in parking lots and freestyled that. I'm hearing rumors coming from people I never met. Baby, I don't know you, remember that. Even if I sent you a DM on the internet, let's not be funny or weird or none of that. Grassroots movement, mighty gang, never fumbled that. Learn the hard way, we love a game that don't love you back. So I did it solo and I'm making them stomach that. Ugh.
Whoa, how the man, baby, better pay the man. Schedule is packed, don't take offense. Hand sanitized when I shake your hand. We ain't even met, why they say we friends?
Shake a hand now, whoa!
Hey, make some noise for Hawaii Mighty real quick.
Come on.
Toronto's very own. I appreciate you being here. Wait a sec.
Yo, shout out Connor Price.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that was a good one.
Not too
like
shabby.
That one. Brand spanking new.
Came out yesterday. Who was that, Simone?
It was Connor Price and Hawaii Mighty.
Nice.
What a name, eh? Mighty.
You gotta
like
be mighty
that.
These days.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was called Hand Sanitize right
good.
Here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
So glad to have you.
Happy Wednesday. It's cold and drizzly. And
yeah, but it's happening. It's warming up in here.
Exactly.
Because we're here.
Darn
and you are here, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got us here until 10 o'clock, so keep it locked and ready to rock.
Keep it locked. I say that too. On the times, on the odd time when I'm here by myself, I say keep it locked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. We're here to learn together.
Yeah.
Queen's University campus. We just heard, Connor Price and Hawaii Mighty. Before them, we had Fruit Tones with Mystery Stone Fruit.
Mystery Stone Fruit.
How can you not know what kind of fruit you're eating?
Well, you know, there's a lot of fruits that we don't know about.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever go with the, like, a loblaw sometimes? Sometimes, or dragon fruit. There's different types of fruits that look like that.
You go to JK Supermarket, and you're like, what is this giant melon thing?
Yeah, you don't know.
We don't
know all the fruits.
I got an idea.
But there's many fruits.
That could be a new segment for us, where we get, like, a mystery stone fruit from one of these shops, and we bring it in.
Just call it fruity.
Yeah. And then that could be, like, something to help us keep warm in the winter. Talk about tropical fruit. Go globalization.
Yeah. That and leggings.
That too.
Yeah,
how many pairs are you wearing today?
I'm not wearing any.
Really?
I regret it. Like, I'm walking, I'm like, oh man, I should have put on some leggings.
Yeah.
I should have done it.
I busted out the full winter coat today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all bundled.
I'm very bundled today. I'm pretty excited. I'm excited because I'm a big fan of snow. I didn't used to like snow and cold weather, but I spent a couple winters hanging out with some very outdoorsy people.
Mm-hmm.
And once you spend like a full Saturday afternoon just like trudging through snow, you know, you got some snacks, maybe a couple libations in your backpack. And there's some good
libations.
Company. Yeah, you got to stay warm somehow.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the winter, and so I was really happy to hear.
When you move around.
Yeah.
Winter can be enjoyable if you get out there and move around.
Definitely.
Move your body, for sure. 100%.
Yeah. So I'm excited because we're supposed to get a lot of snow this year.
Yeah. Do some skiing. Do you ski?
I can't downhill.
No?
Nah.
I can't either. I tried. I tried one time. I went on the bunny hill and it was a disaster.
French fry pizza slice.
They sent ski patrol for me.
Nice.
On the bunny hill.
Cool. Mine was that I did like a weird somersault and I ended up like hitting the back of my head with the front of my ski somehow.
Oh, wow.
And that was like, was that Mount
like
Pakenham?
Some kind of contortionist.
Yeah, exactly. I was very impressed when I woke up.
Oh my goodness.
So I like to stick to, you know, snowshoeing, maybe tobogganing, stuff that's kind of chill.
Did you snowshoe last year?
Not last year, but a couple years ago I did.
Did you?
I find it's kind of difficult. Because it's a little bit more about balance.
Well, does it depend to the kind of snow? If it's fluffy, fluffy snow.
Yeah.
Or if it's more crunchy, packed snow.
Yeah.
It would probably be easier, the packed snow, right?
Because you're kind of on top of it. Whereas the fluffy stuff, you're going to sink right down.
You just sink right in, right?
Yeah, that's why I just prefer getting knee-high rubber boots and just trudging, just going for it.
Oh, okay.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And then we talked last winter about like the birch bark torch that you can make.
No, really?
So you take a branch, right? Okay. You take your hatchet. I know you own many. You split the top of the branch a little bit, right?
And okay.
What you do is you take your hunting knife, because I know you own many.
Yes.
You peel some birch bark off of a birch tree, because birch bark is very crispy and flammable. Mm-hmm. So don't do this if there's ever like a forest fire risk. Like, we would only ever do it if it had rained or like snowed, so everything was nice and moist and there wasn't anything that was going to burn.
Right.
Very important. Yes. Don't burn down the forest.
Yes.
But what you do is you take your bark and you fold it end over end over itself a whole bunch of times, and then you shove it in that wedge that you've made in your branch, and then you give it a little light, and it stays lit for like a long time. It's very cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very cool. You do it at night. Little flecks of it tend to fall off, so that's why it's kind of a fire hazard, so you want to be careful how you do it and where you do it.
Right.
But like hiking out of the woods in the evening, and you look behind you and there's this little trail in the snow of little flames that are slowly going out.
Aww.
It's quite magical.
Nice.
So I highly recommend it if you're responsible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So I'm excited for the winter. If you're a fan of the show, you will know that I'm low-key obsessed with Ryan Hall, y'all, from Kentucky. He's that meteorologist on YouTube. He's very good. Mm-hmm. And he put out his snow prediction video.
Yeah, so what did he say?
Tons of snow.
Just tons, right?
He said 150% of what we would normally get in the winter. Basically what it is. Let me get nerdy on you for a second.
Okay.
So there's a pattern in the Pacific. It's La Nina, a weak La Nina around the equator. And then north of that, there's a warm patch of the Pacific. The two of them are going to work together to push the jet stream on the west coast further north, mm-hmm. and then that's going to cascade down consistently towards our area and more south. And he said that throughout the winter, December, January, we're expecting in our region, basically every five or so days, we're going to get a couple of inches, and it's just going to keep piling on, and the possibility of some big blizzard action. He said in the last 35 years, seven of those years were our worst snow years, and they all shared the same Pacific pattern. So they're all very confident. The Canadian government, the British weather models, the European weather models, the American weather models are all pointing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so first-class ticket to Snowtown.
Ooh, Snowtown.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm very excited and worried and excited.
Worried and excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, for those of you that are listening, you know, just get ready. Get some good boots.
Yes.
Get some leggings,
Get your leggings, yep.
Working on Queen's campus.
Get your turtlenecks.
I always hate it when I run into a Queen's student who's new to the country and they ask me, like, last week, is this as cold as it gets? I'm like,
not quite my baby.
Yeah.
Not quite my baby.
Exactly.
Hold on, my baby.
So you just wait. You know what? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But it could be a fun winter.
It could be.
Yeah.
I think it will be.
I think
we're making that choice.
It's going to be fun. We're going to make Mount CFRC our, like, mini ski hill. That's where we'll learn.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good.
Excellent.
I think you got a good plan there, Jeff.
We're on it. We're on it, Simone. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I guess we should get back to the tunes, right?
We should.
Yeah,
why not?
Because we gotta play some music so you and I can eat some breakfast.
Yeah.
Because we got some sponsorship.
Jeff always brings some treats.
We got to talk about Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
That's right.
That's right.
Excelente. We'll be back after this next break. But to get back to it, before the Mystery Stone Fruit song that I love so much, we also heard a little ditty by Machel, Bless This Telephone, which is a little one-minute acoustic cover. She's putting out little one-minute acoustic covers that are quite nice.
Okay.
We also heard a new one from Fantagram featuring Wheaton with In My Head. That was a Vinny the Thrill request.
Yes.
He picked some good tunes.
He picked a good one.
And we opened her up with Bo Diddley and Rock and Roll. Yeah. We're going to get back to it. This is a new one from Richard Daddario from the Lemon Twigs. This one's called Not Today.
Not Today.
Not Today, Simone! Right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Say Rebecca.
And I'm Megan.
Together we are Larkin Poe.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Bird dog, take one.
One more, take two. Just a bass there. One more, go ahead.
Take three.
Have you seen the pooping iPad? I can only go while watching Tiger King.
Huh?
The iPad we use only while pooping and occasionally on flights for Stewie.
Ew, I play Elmo's ABCs on that. Is that why I keep getting pink eye?
We'll be right back.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
All right, welcome back. Last season, I got to cover a song by our next guest for the first time. She's a talented singer-songwriter with almost 2 million Spotify listeners and over 50 million catalog streams, and she just opened for Katy Perry in the UK. Her latest album is called Goldie Batelier Presents Goldie Montana. Performing King of Possibilities, which was featured in the hit series The Hunting Wives, give it up for Goldie Batelier.
Picture this. Busted hand, broken heart, then boom, tables turn. Every bad bet starts to shine. The name ain't silver, it's Goldie.
Tour across the U.S. Go online for cities, dates, and tickets.
All right.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Welcome back, everyone. My name's Chuck the Nerd.
Do you know what your name is? Do I know? Who are we?
Are we even on the air?
I'm Simone Limone, and we're here at CFRC 101.9, Station of the Nation.
Yes.
We're so happy that you're here.
Absolutely. We're deep into the funding drive right now.
Deep.
Check out CFRC.ca if you want to get involved in that. There's new swag this year.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. We're going to be modeling them for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we are.
So keep your eyes trained on the CFRC social medias, because Simone and I are going to be modeling clothes.
Oh, yeah. Any opportunity for me to get my lashes out? Okay.
Me too.
And lipstick. Like, I'm just ready for it.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. Yeah. There's a lot going on at CFRC. There's a games night at Minotaur this Thursday.
Yeah.
I will be there. I don't know what games we're going to be playing, but I will destroy everyone. I get very competitive. There will be board flipping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had it up to here with you punks.
Oh, my goodness, Jeff. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So thanks for tuning in to CFRC, the greatest station in the nation, for sure.
For sure.
Not a lot. Yeah, it's great. I love it.
We have a wonderful time here.
Yeah, we have a wonderful time spinning wonderful music for you. We just heard King of Possibilities by Goldie Batelier.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Are we playing our vinyl today?
Oh, yes. That's after 9.
Oh, after. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no worries.
I'm just getting so excited.
We've got a lot of good stuff today. I'm pretty excited. Yeah,
that was good.
So it's brand new by Goldie Boutillier, hailing from Reserve Mines, Cape Breton.
Yeah,
not too shabby.
Canadian gal.
Absolutely.
On the Kelly Clarkson show, so she's made it.
She's killing it.
Yeah, she's all the way there.
So that's why you tune into Indie Wake Up Wednesday, because we dig up these gems for you.
Yeah. She's a diamond.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We also heard in that last set Watermelon with Running Away, a lot of fruit forward songs today. We had Jean Vincent with Bird Doggin'. I had to Google what that meant.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It means to attempt to steal someone else's date. Which is a low blow.
Very low.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that amongst friends, right?
Gosh,
you would never do that.
You don't do that amongst anyone.
It's
bad form. So Gene Vincent hit the nail on the head with Bird Dog.
I guess he did.
And we opened it up with Ronnie Daddario, who is from the Lemon Twigs. That song was featuring the Lemon Twigs, called Not Today.
Not Today.
He's, I think, the pianist or the guitarist for that band, and he's got a solo album out right now that's quite good. Very chill, very relaxed.
Nice.
Yeah. It is nice.
It is, isn't it?
You know what else is nice, Simone?
What else is nice?
Beef. What a segue.
Beef is nice.
Yeah.
Beef is tasty.
It's delicious.
Beef is beautiful.
Beef is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's one of my
beef
favorite meats.
Beef is bodacious.
Beef
is better.
I like the beef alliteration we're doing here. Yeah. This time of morning, we like to talk about our sponsor.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. See what's going on at Old Farm today. We always talk about the shop, but I just wanted to let people know that Old Farm does do group catering. People seem to be surprised that they haven't
heard
of it yet.
Yeah.
But they're at it this morning, doing up a 60-person breakfast pastry catering for a client. So that's why we got the fresh... apple spice muffin today.
So what do you do for their breakfast?
So this one, they just ordered breakfast pastries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of muffins, scones, or scones, if you will, and our highlight, the Eggerdoodle, which we invented.
Mm-hmm.
They let me name it, which I'm eternally grateful that they let me put such a goofy name on such an important pastry.
Yeah.
But the Eggerdoodle is just like a scampi egg. You put it into some puff pastry in a muffin tin, and you put whatever toppings in or on it that you want. You bake it off like you would a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
Pop them out of the tray, pop them into your mouth.
Nice.
And they're delicious.
Good.
You put a little spoon of salsa inside if you want, and it's almost like a huevos ranchero in your hand. So yeah, it's a popular thing at Old Farm. Old Farm is now doing breakfast bagel sandwiches that you can get toasted as well.
Oh.
We just unfurled that onto the masses this past week.
Right on.
So it's like scrambled eggs, black forest ham, old cheddar, double layered. And you throw it in the air fryer to let it all melt together. Then you finish it off in the panini press, get those nice grill lines.
Ooh, that sounds so good, Jeff.
That's your day started. And we're using the Nosh bagels from Nosh Bagels over on Bagot Street.
Ooh,
over on Bagel
so
Street.
A complete Kingston connection.
Very, yeah. It's amazing, yeah. And then also, the holidays are coming up, so if you need a gift basket, Old Farm, we'll do up a gift basket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you going to do bro baskets again?
Ooh, yes, I will.
Tell us all what bro baskets are.
What was the bro basket? I forget what we put in that last year. It was like hot sauce.
You put a CD.
Yes, that's right.
You put like a bro-y
CD, like Jock Jams or Big Shiny Tunes or something like that.
Something in there.
You know, System of a Theory Man or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like the nuts and bolts, like the homemade nuts and bolts, which are amazing. I forget what else. It was just a lot of like bro-y stuff. Jerky.
Yeah.
Meat. Yeah. That's what we want to talk about. Beef.
That's right.
Right now.
That's right.
Old Farm is your downtown supplier for Enright Cattle Company meat. Some of the best in the region. It's delicious. And we're on campus. We get a lot of students. Students buy up a lot of the steakums and a lot of the meat because, you know, if you're a student, you're pretty much living on barbecue.
Right.
It's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
But now they're pivoting into roasts, you know, slow cookers and oven roasts.
And so what do you do with your beef?
So what's
your recipe?
Last week, we got in these delicious beef short ribs from Enright. They were massive, probably about 2 pounds of meat on each one. Basically, it looked like a big rectangle of very nice beef stuck to some ribs.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did on Sunday, I picked it up on Friday, and on Sunday what I did... I put it in the slow cooker. I'm a big crock pot fan this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So I put them, it was fresh, not frozen, 7 hours in the crock pot over my Sunday, making the place smell epic.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was two bottles of plain sweet barbecue sauce, some hot sauce, and then I chunked up onions, carrots, apple, which is very important, and what else? There's another root vegetable in there. I can't remember. But I chunked up a bunch of vegetables and apple, put it in there, put in some rosemary, a big mix of spices, some cayenne, things to keep it a little hot. Mm-hmm. And I let that simmer in the slow cooker for 7 hours. That got it up to the right temperature. It was piping hot.
Yeah.
And then what I did was when it came out of the slow cooker, I cooked, like I cubed up my potatoes and boiled them. And then when they were boiled, I fried them in the beef and barbecue sauce from the slow cooker.
Right.
And I covered that. I covered the potatoes in cheese, Monterey Jack, and mozzarella.
Wow.
And I'm still working. I ate the last of it last night, and I think I still have some beef in my teeth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then this week, Old Farm is getting in the epic shank roast. It's a shank steak on paper, but it's more of just a really thick piece of meat with a big bone in it. And so when you slow roast it, all the marrow comes out of the bone and it kind of gets into everything. So what you do is you get that. You roast it again in the slow cooker for like low and slow for the day.
Yeah.
And then with that one, what you want to do is you want to get some blue cheese on that when it's done. You want to let that melt into the whole mix.
Right on.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So it's definitely comfort food season at Old Farm, and I highly recommend it.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That goes well with all of your movies that you watch.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All my junk. Yeah. So like, get down to Old Farm and check Old Farm out on Instagram. We got an Instagram page, Old Farm FF. I will be posting glamour shots of my beef experiment.
Right.
I do have pictures on my phone. I was taking pictures of meat on the weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
So don't forget, you know, holidays are coming up. Gift cards, gift baskets. We do a thing at Old Farm where you just buy the basket for like $8.99 for the basket and Mylar, and then you just pick whatever you want off the shelf.
Yeah.
Like your grocery shopping.
And fill it up.
Yeah, we just dropped one off to Sydenham Elementary for a event. They're having a movie night.
Aww.
So we gave a door prize.
Nice.
Yeah. So get down to our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And feed your belly.
Yeah. It's good.
Awesome.
It's good for your belly. Good for your body.
You got it.
Does your body good.
You know what does your body good? Music.
Yes. Does your mind.
Yes.
Your brain mind. Yes, your brain mind.
We got 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, and then after 9, we're going to find some events that are going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. So until then, let's start things off with a classic from Ronnie Wood. This one's called I Can Feel the Fire.
You got me on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I can feel the fire. You'll scream your head off. It's the Big Four Thriller Show. See four screaming shockers all on one big show. Screamer number one, the terrifying blood from the mummy's tomb. Screamer number two, Night of the Blood Monster. Screamer number three, the abominable Dr. Fibes. And screamer number four, the house that screamed. Four screamers all on one big show. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Every
Welcome to intermission.